Praise the Lord, church, if we can stand at this time. Psalm 62, 5, 6, and 7 says, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for he is my expectation, is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God." I got thinking about this, and it was months on my mind and weeks of planning, and last week, I took my family on a trip on vacation, and I told the girls, I said, "You pack your clothes. We're going to go to church on the way back from Florida up to Atlanta." And I got this, I was telling the sister a day about this, and I got this nudge. I don't know if you ever get this kind of God nudge where you just feel like impressed to do something different than maybe what you had planned to do. And I checked out of the resort a day early, and I'm like, "Lord, there's a reason why I left a day early," and I prayed about it. I said, "Lord, you know, I'd like to visit this place. I've been wanting to go for the past 5 years. I wanted to visit Atlanta West Pentecostal Church." But he's like, "You know what? I want you to be here in the church that I placed you in today."
All right.
And I don't know about you, but if God impressed upon me to leave a day early, and drive 1,200 miles to come here, and drive all night, Friday night into Saturday, to come to be in the house of the Lord on the corner of Eddy and 3rd in Sandwich, Illinois, I have to have an expectation that God's going to do something here today. Amen. God placed us all together in this place. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. It wasn't an accident that God, that nudge was a God nudge. And I'm just, can we just have a spirit of expectation,
Amen,
that God,
you,
has placed us here today? It is no accident that I'm here today. That is no accident that you're here today. God, you have placed us here today, Lord. And there's an expectation, Lord, as it's rising up in your people, Lord, in Jesus' name, in this place, Lord. And that expectation only can come from you and has only come from you, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We want to bless your name. We want to exalt you, Lord. We want to bring all attention to you in this place today, in Jesus' name, Lord. To you be the glory and the honor in this place, Lord. We magnify you. We lift you up. We praise you, Lord, the name above all names. In this place, let's worship the Lord together.
We
one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious. There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious.
Posted this little, I guess, quote, if you will. It says, if you think you've blown God's plan for your life, rest assured in this, you, my beautiful friend, are not that powerful. Aren't you thankful for that? That God's grace is sufficient for every yes. flaw that is represented
yes.
in this
you,
place.
You,
His
Jesus.
Grace and His mercy
Thank
is
you,
new
Lord.
Every
Thank
morning.
You, Lord.
I am so grateful, and I'm and. This next song is, we want more and more of Him. Lord,
yes,
fill me
Jesus,
with your fire.
Yes,
I am tired of doing things on my own. Fill me
yes,
and
amen,
let
amen.
Me desire more of you in my life. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Give us revelation, a healing thing. Savior's mercy. Oh, the blood that makes us spotless bride. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, healing in the nation. Nothing else will do. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire.
Prayer this
Give
morning.
Give us your desires. Hold us close to you. We want more and more and more and more of you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We want more and more and more and more of you.
Feels so good this morning. I thank you, Lord, for your presence.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for your presence.
Before we ask the ushers to come, if everybody could be seated just for one moment, except for the ones that have kept up with their Bible reading, I'm going to ask for two people in particular. Not you, Josh, you graduated. Mason and Kara, the newest seniors in high school and church. If they could come up and hand out the bread. They will let you know how many days they've been a senior. I think about 12 days now, they're official seniors. Give them all a hand. And if we could all stand at this time, we're going to ask the ushers to come to receive this morning's tithes and offerings. Lord, I thank you for your presence in this place. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing us here together, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, you bless this offering, the ones that given by faith, the faithful and cheerful givers in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.
I know who I am. I know who I am.
I'm confident that I am loved. I know who I am.
I am
alive. I am saved. I know who I am. I am secure. I'm comforted that I am loved. I know who I am.
I
am alive. I am set free.
I belong to you.
Thank you, Jesus. I know whose I am. I know who I am, and I know whose I am. Oh, I love you. I thank you. I praise you. I honor you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Because we are children of the King. Bible tells us that we can come boldly, boldly into his throne room in time of need. We don't exercise the privilege near enough. I'm a child of the King. I have majesty and royalty and power at my disposal at the behest of my Father. And I can come boldly into his throne to find grace and help in time of need. If you're here in this house and you have a need, why don't you lift your hand? You're a king's kid. You're a child of God. He's able to meet and supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. If you need prayer for your body, why don't you come forward? We'll anoint and pray for you. Why don't we all in one accord, why don't we lift up our hands? Why don't we lift up our voices and begin to pray? Lord Jesus, we love you. Lord, we thank you for your goodness, God, your mercy, your grace. Elders, why don't you come forward? Others, why don't you gather together? Why don't we pray for those that are coming forward right now?
Remind me of who you are.
Jesus.
gracious. So loving, all and true.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
So wonderful in all you do. You fill me. You see me. You know my every move. I know that you will never forsake me in my weakness. I know that you will come down, even if to write upon my heart, to remind me. I know that you are for me. I know that you are for me.
Thank you, Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost rests in this place, Jesus.
I know that you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even if to write upon my heart to remind me of, I know that you are for me. I know that you are for me. Forsake me in my weakness. I know that you will come down, even if to write upon my heart to remind me you are good. You are good. Your goodness draws me to your side. Your mercy draws me to be like you. Your favor is my delight. Every day I'll awaken my prayer. Oh,
You call me as strengthen the ties that bind us together as a body of believers.
Redeem me.
Hallelujah, Jesus. How we need you. How we need each other.
Redeem me. You call me as you own.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help my brother. God, help my sister.
My defender.
Help me encourage them.
You're
God,
my
strengthen
refuge
this in you.
The storm.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Through these trials,
no one needs to feel alone.
You've always been faithful.
Sisters are with me in the fight. We're battling together. Thank you, Jesus. Rejoice with you, brother. I rejoice with you, sister. Ah, better things are yet to come. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Bind together families, God. Strengthen one another, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You amaze me. Redeem me. You're my refuge in the storm. Through these trials, you've always been faithful. You bring healing to my soul. I am not alone. I am not, I'm not alone. You
together. Thank you.
so rejoice.
Rejoice.
I take joy, my King.
Take joy, my King. In what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet.
Why don't you sing it with everything you got?
So rich. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The sweetness of your presence. The love that fills this house. We lift our hands and voices in worship unto you. God is good. God is good. One of those times you can just bask in the presence of God. Joy. What you feel in here. Oh, Lord Jesus, we're so thankful for your presence in this place this morning. Thankful for the hearts, minds that are sensitive, moving of your spirit. Every time we get together is another opportunity for us to collectively call upon you. You manifest yourself in our midst in a mighty way. Miracles great and small performed in our midst. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want to hurry past this point. I know you're anticipating the next move, but if you feel comfortable doing so, why don't you lift your hands right now? I don't want to pressure anybody to do anything, but others, whatever you have need of, you need to know it's right here. Wherever you came into this house desirous of, you can leave fulfilled. Wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you applaud the Lord? Why don't you put your hands together in acclamation and praise? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why don't we applaud the Lord for his goodness? I love you, Jesus. I acknowledge your greatness. How wonderful you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory for your honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am as comfortable in the silence as I am in the shout. It's in those still small moments, God, that you often speak. Still in our hearts and our lives, the strength we need. We lift up our eyes, God, to see your glory. To see your work in our midst. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. I wish everybody all over the world could feel what I'm feeling right now. Just taste and see that the Lord is good. Just taste and see that the Lord is good. Being in the house of the Lord this morning. I feel refreshed. I feel rejuvenated. One more time. Can we just lift our hands and lift our voices?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We acknowledge your greatness, oh God. We stand in awe of you, Jesus. We stand in awe of you, Jesus. Stand in all of you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's a wonderful Savior.
You know, when God gives us a word, this just shows so much how He knows exactly what you are feeling, hurting, going through. And I noticed in the message of tongues that there was not something you usually hear. And that was, I think it was the way she said it was mind acuity. I'm not that good at spelling or knowing sometimes what. But how many times have you heard mind acuity in a message? And I can't believe, well, I can. But God just continually amazes me. And I know that Rachel knows because I opened up to her last night. And I opened up to Robin this morning. That I don't feel like I was ready to stop teaching on Wednesday night because I cannot focus. I cannot remember. And then I maybe needed to just stop teaching. Never want to not be involved in Sunday school, but maybe just stop teaching because I can't remember. My mind, my thought, she said, sometimes my conversations are just going all over the place. So yes, I got my phone out after the message to look up acuity, mind acuity. And it says, if I can read it, sharpness or keenness of thought, vision, or hearing. And I know that that message was for everybody. But I know that mind acuity was for me this morning. If there is someone else that needed that, then I mean, God knows all. But never once have I heard that phrase in a message. And looking it up, I just know that he, and what did he say? To just believe, to ask and believe. And so I am going to do that and believe instead of stop and quit. I am going to believe in my mind acuity, that I have mind acuity.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
How the Master has been among us today. Oh, thank you, God. I don't know, I said this about three times, but one more time. Can we lift our hands? Can we lift our voice? Can we just thank God for His goodness? See all, you know all. We're grateful, God. We're grateful. Oh, blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Encourage you to join back with us tonight at 6 p.m. split sessions. Women here in the sanctuary, men upstairs, kids downstairs. Mind you, next weekend, next Sunday, Father's Day. And then on July 1st, that's coming up, our Faith Family Fireworks get together, regular scheduled services on that Sunday morning, but then meeting at the Davis's residence for our church, annual church picnic and get together. So all those things are in the announcements flashing on the screen. God bless you for being here in the house of the Lord this morning. I know that you have been enriched. You may go in the precious name of Jesus Christ.